It's Wednesday, December 15th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. We're getting more information on the Omicron variant from the first large real-world study in South Africa and see protection from hospitalization fall to 70% and against infection fall to 33%. Denise Rowland, healthcare reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for what we're seeing from Omicron, more transmissible and so far, milder infections. Thanks for joining us, Denise.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the Omicron variant. We just got some new data out of the first large real-world study of how the vaccines could hold up against the variant. And what we're seeing is that we are getting a less severe illness out of this thing, but it is evading the vaccines in a couple ways. We are seeing more people get infected with it. The effectiveness against infection has dropped, but we're still seeing pretty good numbers as far as how well it holds up against hospitalization. So, Denise, help us with these numbers. What are we seeing?
Yeah, so what we got today was a large private health insurer in South Africa looked at a couple of hundred thousand cases of COVID-19 since September and compared how vaccines protected people against infection or hospitalization during the Delta period, so September and October, and how well it was doing in the Omicron period, basically the kind of the first sort of 3 weeks between mid-November to early December. What they found was that folks who were double vaccinated with the Pfizer-BioNTech shot were 33% protected from infection, and that's versus an 80% protection during the Delta wave. They also looked at protection from hospitalization. That also fell. So it fell from 93% during the Delta period to 70% during the Omicron wave. So it's not great news on either front, but I guess the good news is that there's still okay protection against hospitalization.
And the big bottom line is that it does seem to be more transmissible. I mean, obviously, that's why people are putting out the calls for the booster shots. I think Pfizer last week said something about, getting that booster shot does provide more protection, at least against infection. But we're seeing that the antibodies aren't holding up as well against the Omicron variant.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, the immune system, it's kind of two layers of protection. So you've kind of got the front line, which are the antibodies that circulate in your blood. How well they work against the Omicron variant determines whether or not it can like gain a foothold in the body. If it gets through that front line, which the Omicron variant appears to do so quite a bit, you have this, you know, next layer, which is your T cells, and they, you know, hunt down cells that the virus is infected and they kill them to stop your body kind of being a virus making machine. I think what you're seeing basically different effects on these two different layers of immunity. Well, that's what it appears to be anyway. So the studies that we had last week out of Pfizer were looking just at that frontline defense. They were measuring how the antibodies in the blood coped with the Omicron variant. And they found that a booster restored antibody levels so that they could fight the Omicron variant. Those studies from last week didn't look at severe disease because it's the next level of immunity, which is more like T cells that protect against severe disease. Right. So the reason this South African study is interesting and important is that it's the first big real-world study to give us a clue about severe disease as well as protection from infection.
You know, we're looking at the vaccines through this study. The researchers also found that the Omicron variant did erode the protective effect of prior infection also, you know, a lot more transmissible. If you've had COVID, if you've had the vaccine, there's a good chance you can get this new variant. The other good stuff that we're seeing, though, is that it does seem to be milder cases. We're seeing that in a lot of instances. Some of the symptoms we see is scratchy throat, nasal congestion, cough, aches and pains. I think we've seen lower back pain is something a lot of people are saying, but it goes away pretty quickly by most accounts.
Yeah, now that data would still be anecdotal. Even, you know, the Discovery Health study, they talked about this too, but they cautioned that this is very early days, and they can't really draw any firm conclusions from that yet. The main reason is that it takes time for the, you know, when you get a COVID-19 infection, you'll feel rough for a while, and then you can take a turn for the worst. So we've only had this virus in our midst for 3 weeks, or right. 3 to 4 weeks. So there's sort of still time for it to show that it can be as severe as earlier variants. But, you know, it might not be. You know, there's a chance it isn't as well. I think the caution would be that it's too soon for us to say that yet. The other point that scientists make is that even if it is milder, being more transmissible could make it more dangerous overall. So a milder but more contagious virus could do more damage than a harsher but less transmissible virus just through right. sheer case numbers. So exactly. say, you know, a certain percentage of cases go on to become severe, while a bigger number of cases, full stop, means more severe cases. So there's sort of a double-edged caution there on this clue that it might be milder. Number one, it might not be. Number two, even if it is, it can still do an awful lot of damage.
That numbers game is always dangerous. I mean, there's so many people. It affects so many people so many different ways, right? And you never know how it's going to happen. So, you know, it is spreading fast. It's already the dominant strain, obviously, in South Africa. It's very soon, if not already, the dominant strain in the UK, and it's in about 77 countries. So it's spreading quickly. A lot of caution urged, as you mentioned. We still need more data to see how bad this one is. Denise Rowland, healthcare reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.